ASISU Speaks is a weekly program on KISU-FM focused on Idaho State University from a student's perspective. This is Christoph Kasun. Today, I am joined by Ritesh Yadav, an international student from Nepal pursuing a bachelor's in economics. Ritesh is an active student leader on campus and is the founder of TEDx Idaho State University, the first of its kind at ISU, which took place on October 26th of 2019. Hi, Ritesh.
Hi, Christoph.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for being in the studio here with me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely, and for braving the cold. It is not exciting out there right now.
I agree. It was really hard getting up in the morning.
Right. Same. So, Ritesh, I asked you to come onto the show today because, in my opinion and in many opinions around campus, you just did something that was absolutely amazing for Idaho State.
Thank you.
Right, which was putting on TEDx ISU. So I'd love to talk a little bit about that experience and how the whole thing even came to be and how it went and how do you feel about where we are now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be really happy to talk about it.
Awesome. So how did the idea come into your mind? Where did it come from?
So the idea, it was kind of a coincidence. It was last, it was in 2018 when I went to the Boise Startup Week. Mm-hmm. So Boise Startup Week is like in around October when College of Business, they fund a trip to the students to take you to the conference in Boise. So over there, there was a panel that learned about machine learning vs. academia. And I actually did not know that it was a TEDx talk. And it was the last day of the event. So a friend of mine, President Karmacharya, who's the president of the club that we hosted this through.
UNA, ISU.
So he was like really interested in attending that. And we were like, no, let's go back to our home because we are all retired.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, I really want to attend this. So we just stayed back to attend that. And surprisingly, it turned out that was a TEDx talk.
Interesting.
That's how I learned that TEDx can be organized independently. And after that, I just came back. I started doing some researches. I've tried to find a way if we can bring it on our university. Because in my experience, I had met a lot of professors, students, alumni, who actually had such great ideas that can be shared to the world. And our university never had it before. So I just started doing the research, and then I came across that there are quite a few licenses that can be obtained from TED, such as TEDx University, TEDx Business, TEDx City, so like TEDx Pocatello, Idaho Falls, the one we have in Idaho Falls. So there are a lot of TEDx women.
Right.
So there are a lot of these options. And then I thought the best option is TEDx University because I wanted this for our university.
Yeah, as opposed to doing it with the City of Pocatello or another group.
Right. It would have been awesome doing it for Pocatello as well, but I don't think I'm able to represent all of our city right now.
Right.
So I just thought doing it for our university would be the best. So I started talking with my friends, with a few professors, and then I started completing the application. The application was quite long, to be honest.
Yes, it's scary if you've ever tried to fill out a TEDx application. It is rough. I remember, because I was interested in doing something similar as an undergrad, and I looked into the process for TEDx, and I looked at the amount of paperwork, and I was like, nope. So I have so much respect for you for like going through the process.
I totally understand. It kind of took me around 3 weeks to get all of the application completed. So trust me, I'd go in my class and I still remember. I'd open my laptop and the professor would be lecturing and I really feel bad that I wouldn't listen to the lecture. I'm trying to think about what to write for this section of the application. So, sorry. And then after the application was completed, it took me around 3 weeks. After I was done with that, I sent out the application and I just was, okay.
I can breathe a little bit now. Let's just see what happens.
Right. Let's see if it happens. It happens. If it does not, I'll just try it again. If not, somebody else might be able to bring it in the future. And I think they responded around November 10 or 12. So it was like around 2 months later.
Okay.
2 months or a month and a half, something like that, later. And then when they responded, I was really surprised that they actually approved it.
Yeah.
So it was like...
a huge moment.
It was a really huge moment, especially for me personally, because I had never tried to do something on this scale before. Small things, I mean, I don't really consider small things, but right. on this scale, this is like a global stage, and it yeah. carries a lot of responsibility, because if you are not able to carry it out properly, it will not just jeopardize your name. It will also be something that will be bad for the name of for the whole university names mm-hmm. and name as a whole, because
right.
we have TEDx Iowa State University. The reputation, the caliber of the university is carried over there.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. It was a big responsibility, and this could not have been possible if I tried to do it alone.
Yeah.
I cannot even count the names of people that actually have helped me get this thing together. So, yeah, that is how I actually got this thing started. It was like in last fall semester, and I just took that time to get everything set up. Okay, this is what I need to do. Personally, at that time, I had no teammates.
Yeah, it was just you.
It was just me. I just thought, okay, these are the things that I need to start doing from spring semester mm-hmm. to get sure that we have this ready by the next fall. And that is how it started.
Nice, awesome. You know, I remember in the spring when you reached out to me for the first time about TEDx.
Right.
When you were like, I really want to meet with you and kind of get your insight mm-hmm. on what's the best way to go about this.
Right. At that time, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
At that time, it was Ritraj who tried to help me. He's an awesome friend. He's
another huge student leader on campus, exactly. Ritraj Yadav, just doing amazing things in the community.
Exactly. And then he was like really happy for me, and he tried to help me find contacts mm-hmm. because at that time, it was like I was not. I knew quite a few people, but at the same time, I did not know the peoples who would be able to help me exactly with this project. And Ritraj, he knew quite a few peoples.
Mm-hmm. Very connected.
He connected me with a few, and then after that, it just snowballed.
Yeah.
So one thing, one network led to another. In that, the first place I presented this idea was the ASISU board, and I think uh-huh. I remember you were over there at
yep,
that time.
Yep, I was still a senator.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So the people over there, the response was really good. Yeah, this is a nice thing to support.
Yeah.
And that is how, after that, I started talking to people. I got in touch with Student Activities Board, mm-hmm. Val David's over there. From Val David's, I met with Lowell Richards. Mm-hmm. He's in Student Affairs. Mm-hmm. From Lowell Richards, I was able to connect with Stuart Summers.
Right, marketing director.
Marketing director. Mm-hmm. And then from Stuart Summers, I was able to connect to Ryan Sargent.
Alumni director. Yes.
And then from Ryan Sargent, I was able to connect with Matt Bloxham. Matt Bloxham is not currently at ISU. Mm-hmm. He was at ISU Foundation when he was over here this spring semester. This is how I came to know these people who actually were able to help me, guide me through each and every step. And I don't want to miss a name. Yeah. Callie Valentine, who is in ISU Foundation, who mm-hmm. helped us after Matt left. Mm-hmm. So these people actually helped me get this thing together. With, trust me, I would just reach out at, I don't know, whenever. I'll just send them an email or stop by their office, and they would always be
so welcome and ready to help.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because they believed in us and that we will be able to do this thing on campus.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate all of that.
So grateful on behalf of the entire TEDx team. Yeah, thank you to all of those names and anyone we might have forgotten.
I'm forgetting so many. So if I start mentioning our coaches, when the speakers, the application that we received, when we rolled out the application, I was really skeptical if we would even receive a few applications, maybe 10, 20.
For the speakers.
Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, the application pool exceeded over 100.
Wow, 100 applicants.
Right.
Wow.
And trust me, all of those applications were so awesome.
Yeah.
Just awesome that we had such a hard time narrowing it down.
I bet.
What I would do is when like me and Katie, she was the co-organizer for me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when we sat down and we started talking about how do we narrow it down, we just decided that, okay, let's just try to narrow it down to around 20 to 25 applications, mm-hmm. each on like individually, and then we'd get together and see that if we have some similarities, and then right. if not, we can decide on it later.
Let's have a common theme.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So what I remembered after that, I would open a few different tabs to just move away the files that really we wanted to narrow it down to.
Yeah.
And even that would have been over 40 or 50. So.
Wow.
And we just wanted somewhere around 15 to 20. So narrowing it down was like really hard. So what we decided, me and Katie, we'd just sit down. I mean, at that time I was in Nepal. Mm-hmm. So we just Skyped in, and then we went through each name and application, and okay, if it really connects with our theme, if it does not, let's just consider it for the next time, but not this time. Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. is how we were able to narrow it down to around 15 to 20.
Nice.
And then even though I was not there, they set up a time, they set up a time to audition the speakers, uh-huh. Figure out everything. At that time, our three coaches, Dr. Rue from Political Science Department, mm-hmm. Dr. Kelly Moore, and Dr. Elizabeth Brunner. Mm-hmm. So these are the people who made it possible that our speakers are able to present their ideas. Because the application that we received, the ideas were great, but presenting a TEDx talk or
TED talk, it's more than just the idea. It's about how you communicate it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It is how you communicate the message that you want to spread.
Right.
Because there can be, if we just get, because TEDx talk, they don't allow you to go over 18 minutes.
Okay.
So in 18 minutes, and then, to be honest, none of us really listen to 18 minutes as
yeah.
a whole.
That's a long attention span for our generation.
Exactly. So yeah, so it was up to them on how they really want to curate this so that we are able to spread the message that the speakers really had within them.
Right.
And they did such a fantastic job that I cannot even describe.
Wow.
I remember one of our speakers, I met with him because he was having kind of a trouble with getting the messes out,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, do I really belong to give opinion? Because I mean, our coaches were just awesome.
Yeah,
they were. So yeah, I don't want to miss our coaches. And then our club members, exactly, the club UNE USA, where I'm a board member,
mm-hmm.
they actually helped us host this event, because we went through this club, and then our members, the president, President Karmacharya, our treasurer, Asika Bania, mm-hmm. our vice president, Rita Sapkota, our secretary, Jessica Katwal,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the PR over there.
Yeah.
So these people, they helped make sure that we have this on campus. And then the next person that I will miss, I don't want to miss, is Alma Zam.
Yes,
and
Alma.
And you yourself, Christoph. Alma, she is such an awesome person. I used to forget a lot of stuff. I'm not going to be lying about it.
Yeah.
I have forgot a lot of stuff. I was forgetting a lot of stuff. Alma would always message me, how do you want to do this thing? And then it would remind me, oh, I
yes.
need to do this as well.
Keeping
and
you on track. Uh-huh.
Exactly. And then I would just say, Alma, I'm really sorry, but we need to, can you please help me with this? And she was just amazing of getting everything. Like, she's just sort of getting things done like this and this.
Yeah.
She's just awesome.
Awesome.
And then, Christoph, you have helped us. I mean, even at the end moment, I mean, if it would have been somebody else, they would have been, I don't want to do this. You should have told this earlier. But you're helping us with getting everything in place, like with the marketing and mm-hmm. branding. It was just awesome to have, to know people like you who made this possible.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we all feel pretty proud of all the work we accomplished.
Right.
Yeah, and everyone worked so well together. Just the collaboration and cooperation was unreal for this event.
Exactly. I don't really want to miss. Mm-hmm. I mean, trust me, there will be some people I might miss, and I really apologize. But the next people or groups, organizations are our sponsors.
Yes, very, because, very important.
Exactly, because as a first-time event, it gets kind of skeptical if we are really going to be able to pull it off. Mm-hmm. And our sponsors, our partners, they really trusted us. It was SCI, JRM Foundation, mm-hmm. and ISU Credit Union. Mm-hmm. We can never forget the trust and support that they had in us. The next person that I don't want to forget is all of our speakers.
Yes.
Because
without them, there will be no TEDx.
There will be no TEDx. It would just be a TED event with the TED logo, empty stage. Uh-huh. They committed so much of their time and effort that I cannot even imagine being
how
able
hard
to
dedicate.
It was. Trust me, it would feel bad on my side to even think that they're having committed so much time, and for them, they would just record their talk and they would be listening when they were showering, when they were uh-huh. driving, when they were swimming, when they were working out. So
yes.
This was their life until the TEDx happened. So I just cannot, I just want to appreciate the work ethic that they put into being able to share the ideas that are worth sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, such a grassroots movement in
exactly.
so many ways.
Right. So yeah. In this regard, I'm just trying to think if I really forgot someone because I don't want to forget anyone. So yes, the next person, Zina Underwood mm-hmm. From the Dance Factory. She is just an awesome person. One of our volunteer Omar. Mm-hmm. I remember we had just had 20 days, I think,
of planning,
and we still had not finalized our performances.
Yeah, that was like one of the last things that came through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. At one moment, I was like, "Who would be there to watch the performances? Let's just put the talk and get it over with."
Yeah.
And then, at that time, I remember I reached out to Alma and Omar was so good of helping us get that thing together. Mm-hmm. He reached out to Zina and the Dance Factory. It was so amazing. The girls over there, wow, they were just awesome.
Incredible dancers, performers.
They were incredible and mm-hmm. and they have really a bright future ahead of them. So yes, these are most of the people that I really want to thank from the bottom of my heart.
Same.
And if I'm really missing someone, I think it would be bad luck on my side. But for everyone, I think everyone, including the attendees,
yeah.
to be honest,
mm-hmm.
It would not have been possible if no one would come over there.
Right.
It would just be an empty stage with just the speakers over there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
them. And then the last, but not the least, I really want to thank my professors.
Yes.
Because I had so many things going on and they were all so understanding mm-hmm. and flexible of my schedule that mm-hmm. They were able to help me with it and they were so good to work with.
Yeah.
I cannot just, trust me, a lot of people have helped me put this together and I cannot appreciate any less.
Yeah.
Okay, now this might have been the first person I should have thanked, but it is my mom, my dad, and my sister.
Yes,
because
the
family, because they have supported me so much. They are not ever there, over here, and I really wanted them to see it. Mm-hmm. They were live streaming it, and they were
nice.
Like watching it. Like
back in Nepal,
wow. two at night, they were up and they were watching what I had brought together. So yes, my family, I really love them.
I can imagine how proud they are of you right now.
Exactly.
Wow. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Christoph. And a lot of person.
Yeah. So it just really goes to show like how cool we can be and how amazing of things we can accomplish right in Pocatello, Idaho if we just like work together.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I told you earlier that I might be missing some people. One person I'm missing right now is Ganesh Sapkota.
Yes.
He's like a big brother to me. And trust me, I've always been telling him, okay, should I do this? Should I do this or not? How should I do this? I just send in texts to all the people because, I'm just getting anxious of how to get those things. And they're like really supportive. Ganesh Sapkota, my big sister, she's like a big sister to me, Mingma Serpa.
Mm-hmm.
She was our volunteer.
I love her.
They
such
were
great
just,
people.
Exactly. They're just awesome people. The next person I really want to thank is Tamara,
yes.
Tammy from the Student Activities Center.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, over the last 2 weeks when the event happened, they would probably see me around 6 to 10 times a day.
Wow.
I would just barge in, okay, I've not done this. How do I get this done?
Who do I talk to?
Exactly. And I had this thing to turn in. Please can... They were like so supportive of it. And I really appreciate what they, like how they supported me.
Absolutely. And TEDx at HostAid hopefully will become a tradition, a long-standing tradition here. So we have goals of doing this again next year.
All right. I really want to get this thing started as a tradition because, I mean, ideas, they never die. If this just happened for 1 year, I mean, ISU has been here for over a century.
Right.
And then this was the first stage of sharing the ideas. And over the next year, there will be so many more ideas born, and we want to be consistent of providing the stage. The global name for being able to share the ideas, because it will not just help people get more involved with the ideas and community, but it will also help more students recognize the greatness that Idaho State University has.
Yeah.
So next year, we're keeping our fingers crossed for getting this thing bigger and together. And keeping it... So this year, we're really limited, and that is one thing that we aim to get reduced the next year so that we can have it open to the community. So I'm really excited where it goes.
Yeah. So the first time you get the license for a TEDx, you usually have to... There's much more restrictions.
So there are much more restrictions given the scenario that you have not attended an official TED conference.
I see.
That is one a top to the list is attend a TED conference.
Right.
And then after the first year that I'm done with this, I'll be able to get a license that will be able to accommodate more than 100 people.
Perfect.
And then we don't have to keep it invited and open to everyone who really want to be a part of us.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Very exciting and doable. We can make that happen.
We can. I mean, for the first year, trust me, the 2 weeks before, around 2 weeks, I was sitting down with Katie and I was talking. She was going over the things we need to accomplish. And I was like, what? Are you sure we can do this? Because even like a week before, I was like so scared. We have a lot of things in place, but we also don't have a lot of things in place. Those people who attended, they are like, they say that this, they really appreciate how smooth the event went.
Yeah, it went very smoothly in my opinion.
So, I mean, and surprisingly, none of that was as heavily planned as this should be.
Yeah.
And I believe I was the most disorganized person over there because, trust me, I was running back and forth and I didn't even have the time to really greet and thank the people who were over there.
Right. And I really did a million things at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
And I really feel bad about that because they took their time out to be over there. And so for the next, I think we learn from our mistakes. The next time I really want to be able to take the time and thank everyone who was able to be a part of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we just keep improving on what we've done before, and we'll just keep building and growing the event.
Yes.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Absolutely. We have the support, we have the resources.
Mm-hmm.
I think for an inaugural TEDx, I have no complaints.
I mean,
thoroughly enjoyed it.
For the first TEDx, I have no complaints. I have one complaint that a lot of interested students might not have got to view it.
Uh-huh.
So that is one complaint, but
which we can work on.
All right. Also, because this was supposed to be for students and for the university as a whole, so that is something that I really want to work on for the next time.
Absolutely, I love it. And all the talks were live streamed on YouTube.
So currently, it is on the Idaho State YouTube channel.
Okay.
It's over there as it was live streamed on Saturday. But over the next 3 to 4 weeks, we hope to have it uploaded in the official YouTube TEDx site.
Nice.
So it'll be available in the official TED site and the YouTube channel.
Nice, nice. And then we can get those links out to the public and the students.
Right.
So
and then,
anybody who missed it can watch it.
Right. And then they can view it as a TED Talk. In their classes, I mean, use it wherever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I love that idea, using them in our classes.
Yeah, I mean, well, also, I really wanted to get the TEDx because a lot of my classes, the teachers, the professors actually used TEDx videos or TED Talk videos to explain their ideas. So why not share what we have in Idaho State University?
Agreed.
Yeah, so that's how it went.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I mean, I can't congratulate you enough.
Well, it was thanks to all of you, and including you, Christoph.
Thank you.
You all made it possible. And then if I have support from friends like you all, next year we can do it even better.
Yes, agreed. That's like a great plan to me. Yes, so thank you so much, Ritesh, for coming in the studio today and unpacking this TEDx experience with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking your time to bring me over here and get this thing out to our community.
Absolutely. Do you have any advice for maybe a student right now who is trying to accomplish something like this and maybe feeling a little giving up-y? Because I know there are moments when you probably had to step back and say, wow, is this really worth it, boy?
Right. Okay. So, I mean, that seems like a big responsibility to giving out advice. But here's one thing that I really want to say to students and people is opportunities do not always come to you. Mm-hmm. You create them.
Yes.
And every opportunity that anyone have had, it is not because it just came to them knocking to their door. It is because they were able to create it for themselves through hard work alone. So if you are behind on something, it is because you have not worked enough to get there. Mm-hmm. And I think I read it in some book, and I'm not going to be able to quote from where. Mm-hmm. But it was, if someone else is living your dream, it was never your dream.
Oh, I like that.
So it's all about work hard towards your dream, and it will be yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it's not yours, you are not working hard enough.
True. Create your dream.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. And like, ask for help. Yeah, if it's something that you feel you don't have to do anything alone, just as, you know, you've been saying this whole time, like, well, all of this is collaboration.
So, yeah, I remember when I was in Nepal, when I was in class 12, I mean, we have class 12 over there. But yeah, when I was in over there, I remember one of my English teacher, when I was, he gave a group work and I was trying to do that alone.
Yeah.
He told me, if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Yes.
So yeah, with alone, you might be able to do something fast, but you will not be able to go far because you'll be exhausted.
Right.
You'll be exhausted and tired, and you'll have no idea what to do forward because...
you have nobody to lean on for support.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great ideas doesn't happen on like alone. It's always a collaborated effort.
Agreed.
So always, yeah, as you said, Christoph, always feel free to ask your help, especially around campus. We have great faculty members and staff.
Administrative staff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you have any problems, just talk to them. They will find out a way for you to succeed.
Agreed. Absolutely. That's why we're in an institution of learning. So
right.
We can all work together and learn together.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ritesh.
Absolutely, Christoph. Once again, thank you for having me here, because it's really good to have this interview done.
Yes. I love it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
ASISU Speaks with Christoph Kasun, airing every Tuesday at 7 p.m. through the academic school year here on KISU. Find an audio archive of all past episodes at kisu.org. Click on Programs and ASISU Speaks. Coming up next, it's All Songs Considered from National Public Radio.